In the heart of West Africa lies a tale so gripping that it echoes through the annals of history. This is the story of Ibrahim Traoré, a man whose name became synonymous with intrigue and deception. During the tumultuous period of civil unrest in Burkina Faso, as the sun rose over the horizon, casting a warm glow over Ouagadougou, whispers of conspiracy danced through the air, weaving a narrative that would capture the attention of the world. N.N. Ibrahim Traoré was not just an ordinary citizen. He was a skilled strategist, a military tactician, and above all, a seeker of truth. He had seen the scars of war etched deeply into the fabric of his nation. The bombing of innocent homes, the cries of children in despair, and the relentless grip of fear that took hold of his people haunted him. But Traoré was a man on a mission to uncover the dark secrets hidden beneath the layers of political deception. And it all started on a fateful night when reports emerged of a mysterious operation that seemed too good to be true. Dubbed Operation False Flag, it promised peace but brought turmoil and bloodshed instead. Traoré, sensing the winds of change, decided to infiltrate the underground circles that whispered the name of this operation in hushed tones. N.N. under the cover of darkness, he donned the cloak of an informant, weaving through the streets where shadows whispered dangers. Ibrahim found himself in a clandestine meeting, surrounded by men and women who spoke in riddles, their faces obscured by hoods. It was here that the pieces of the puzzle began to emerge. They spoke of a grand deception orchestrated by powerful elites, seeking to destabilize the nation for their own gain. And as he dug deeper, Traoré discovered that Operation False Flag was a facade, a strategic misdirection designed to instigate chaos while allowing certain players to swoop in and seize control. It was a plan so nefarious that it threatened to tear apart the very fabric of Burkina Faso. Under the guise of peacekeeping, foreign powers had plotted to manipulate the local population, inciting violence to justify their intervention. The stakes were high, and in this game of chess, pawns were expendable. N.N. Ibrahim felt a fire ignite within him. The lives of countless innocents hung in the balance, and he could not remain a mere spectator. He allied with fellow activists, journalists, and anyone willing to expose the truth behind this operation. They used their networks to gather information, igniting a movement that would challenge the status quo. They organized protests, raised awareness through social media, and encouraged citizens to question the narratives fed to them by the media. NNBUT, the deeper he went, the more perilous the journey became. Traoré received threats, and shadows lurked behind him. Yet, with each challenge, his resolve strengthened. Stories of those who had suffered because of the conflict fueled his determination. Families torn apart, lives lost, and dreams shattered, they were not just statistics. They were the heartbeats of his people. And as their movement gained momentum, videos surfaced showcasing the atrocities committed under the pretense of peace. Traoré's tireless efforts led to international attention, and soon, the world's spotlight shone on Burkina Faso. Activists from around the globe rallied behind his cause, amplifying their message. The cries for justice echoed in the halls of power. NNHOWEVER, with increased visibility came increased danger. The orchestrators of Operation False Flag were not pleased with Ibrahim's interference. They would stop at nothing to silence him. One evening, as he returned home, he noticed a car following him. His instincts kicked in, and he led them on a chase through the narrow alleys of Ouagadougou. In a split-second decision, he ducked into a nearby cafe, heart racing and breath quickening. NNTHE Cafe was a haven, filled with laughter, conversations, and the aroma of freshly brewed coffee. There, among the bustling patrons, Ibrahim met with allies who had his back. They formulated plans to safeguard their movement while escalating their efforts. The more they fought, the clearer it became that the truth could no longer be buried. And despite the harrowing challenges, their campaign blossomed into something extraordinary. The narrative shifted from one of despair to one of resilience. Ibrahim Traoré became a beacon of hope, reminding the people that their voices mattered. He inspired a generation, urging them to rise against oppression and reclaim their power. And as the days unfolded, the pressure mounted on those orchestrating Operation False Flag. With international scrutiny intensifying, cracks began to appear within their facade. The realization that their scheme was unraveling sent shockwaves through their ranks. Some defected, bringing vital information to Traoré and his team. And in a culminating showdown, the truth was laid bare before the world. Ibrahim orchestrated a live-streamed event, revealing evidence of the injustices perpetrated under the guise of peace. His fiery speech ignited passions, and the world tuned in, witnessing the raw emotions of his people. As the dust settled and the truth emerged victorious, Burkina Faso transformed. Ibrahim Traoré was celebrated as a hero, but he remained humble, knowing that his journey was just beginning. The scars of the past would take time to heal, but the spirit of the people was unbreakable. And today, as Ibrahim looks back on that fierce battle against Operation False Flag, he reflects on the strength of unity, the power of truth, and the necessity of standing up for justice. His story serves as a reminder that in the face of deception, courage will always prevail, illuminating a path for others to follow. The echoes of his journey resonate across Africa, inspiring change and evoking hope, one story at a time.